Few of Donald Trump's campaign promises resonated as deeply among those who voted both for him and against him as his promise to build a wall.
The first thing is building a wall, which Mexico will pay for. Okay? We're going to build it. I know how to do it. It's going to be a real wall, not a toy wall like we have right now.
That was about the extent of candidate Trump's plans. But last Sunday, he told the CBS TV program 60 Minutes that he was sticking to his pledge to building, well, something, but maybe not entirely a wall, and that the barrier might just be a fence in some places. Some of these ranchers along Arizona's border took Trump at his word, and they voted for him based on that original promise. Few ranchers have clamored as hard and as long for proper border security as Jim Chilton. The fifth-generation Arizona cattle rancher and his wife Sue live in Aravaca.
I think, well, if Trump could build all these hotels around the world, and especially the Trump Tower in New York, anyone, essentially, any good contractor could build a wall.
It's about 20 miles down to the border from Chilton's home. 20 long, bouncing, slipping, sliding, and jostling miles where you're going about 10 miles an hour on a dirt road. The last five is slogged through brambles and mesquite thorns slapping the truck. But it's as peaceful and idyllic as the gentle rolling hills to the south would suggest. Chilton describes a border rampant with drug trafficking. He attributed to this particular stretch where his ranch meets Mexico. The only physical boundary, about 5 miles of barbed wire fence. Not a very solid fence either.
You can crawl anywhere under the fence. That's correct. Anybody, even a 77-year-old cowboy, can crawl under the fence.
In 2006, the U.S. passed what was known as the Secure Fence Act. It promised to add 700 miles of physical barrier to the border. Parts of Arizona's border eventually sprouted bollard walls, solid steel vehicle barriers, and steel screens. But Chilton's ranch is stuck with about 500 crooked feet of vehicle barrier, this old barbed wire fence, and no road for agents to drive on.
And the drug packers come up, throw their bales of marijuana or their cocaine or their meth or heroin over the fence, do exactly what I'm doing, climb under the fence, and then they have about 20 miles of area going into the United States where there's no border patrol.
Just as the new walls came up, the economy came down, and so did border patrol apprehensions. But Chilton maintains his ranch is still rife with smugglers.
When Donald Trump started talking about it, I was elated. It was really wonderful. I also agree with Donald Trump on many other matters, but the wall is foremost in my opinion needed.
He stops to talk with a pair of Border Patrol agents parked along the road.
Anyway, I'm a Trump guy. I want my damn wall.
Back at the ranch house, Chilton's wife Sue also voted for Trump.
Right now, we live here in Aravaca on an open pathway for Sinaloa cartel drugs. We see armed drug packers, heavily laden, marching north.
Trump says he's going to build a wall. He better. He will have lied to the American public.
It's still not clear whether the president-elect intends to carry out his promise or whether he used the term wall as some sort of metaphor for increased border security. As for the Chiltons, they intend to hold Trump to his original promise. Reporting from Aravaca, Michel Marisco, KJZZ News.